Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the home of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier, afternoons 2 to 6. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey Station.
Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Celia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Celia, I'm down on my knees. I'm begging you, please, to come home. Oh, Celia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence daily.
So tempted to let that breathe, but we have a guest host here who needs to speak. And I'm assuming you chose that because of Seely Godwin from Nesson, who was here. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, first off, I would say, are you Cecilia? And Seely is short. What's the deal on that?
Yeah. So Seely is my legit name.
Okay.
It's not short for anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's a family name, actually. My grandfather, that was his nickname, but his real name was Osceola. And down in the South, they had a hard time saying that name, so yeah. They needed to come up with something a little bit easier.
So you from the South?
Yep, Tallahassee, born and raised.
Another Florida girl.
Yeah, that's it.
Back-to-back Florida girls. Kendra, yeah. Kendra was here yesterday. She's from Florida.
Yeah, I heard. She was absolutely fantastic, too. Hilarious. I'm just, like, looking around, making sure that there isn't somebody that's going to throw a gator in here.
I don't think, pull a Florida man.
I think we got some hockey sticks close by. Can we chop a gator's head off with a hockey stick?
I mean, I saw her spin kick. She could kick the head off if she needed to.
She's going to do that to Ken. She's going to kick a can of Truly off of Ken's head.
I will do that because I'll do anything kick. For the show.
I usually say that people have like punchable faces, but you might have a kickable face.
Both of them do.
You're endearing yourself to those who don't like Ken Laird. Right off the bat this morning.
Good play by her.
Ken, thanks for bringing me in.
Sure.
Sorry about that.
So, from Florida,
mm-hmm.
What's your path here? So, did you go to college?
Yeah,
Had to go to college. Where'd you go?
I briefly played D2 soccer down in Boca Raton, Florida.
Okay.
Went to Lynn University. Quickly found out that public school kids sometimes don't do well in private schools. So left there after a semester, transferred up to Florida State. I was there, for 3 years. Decided, I wasn't going to play anymore. And then went from Joplin, Missouri. Mm-hmm. That was where my on-air start was.
On TV?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. A weekend sports anchor there. I was actually the first full-time female sports broadcaster in that market.
Wow.
It was like 2013. And it's like, really?
A little bit behind.
A little bit behind. Joplin's small.
Yeah, this place is like that.
Joplin's very, very small. But from there, Madison, Wisconsin, and then Denver, Colorado, and then here.
Yeah. And your show on Nesson is After Hours.
Mm-hmm.
And is a little bit of everything, or I can't be up late unless I'm going to a Bruins game or something. But
yeah,
tell me about the show.
The show is super fun. My co-host Emerson, total nut.
Yeah.
He's a funny dude.
Very funny, though. But obviously we're handling Bruins, Red Sox, and then everything else in New England, but also national stories. And then we're trying, really hard to get the local people involved with social media, talking about whatever's trending on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
We can throw in a little bit of opinion, a little bit of debate in there, but it's just a mixed bag show.
Yeah.
And it's fast moving, but it's fun. Absolute blast doing that show.
So what is, of the four teams here in our beloved city, which is your favorite?
Right now, Red Sox team.
This Red Sox team.
My
really?
Goodness. And I've been saying that for months, honestly.
Are you a baseball fan?
That was like my first sport.
Yeah.
I think most people
could
say that was their
baseball.
First sport.
There's two, you and Ken. Okay, so you're a baseball fan. You love the Red Sox. I'm just kidding. There are more.
Let's go Red Sox.
Okay, so you love the Red Sox.
Yeah, I mean, how can you not love this team?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously the start was the start, but this is the real team that we're seeing right now, a team that can put up football-type numbers right now. And then once you get, Erod, he's doing really well on his first turn. Get Chris Sale healthy. I mean, this team is going to be dangerous.
So this team is going to be dangerous while nearly no one thought they were going to be. There were people who did?
Yeah.
I was on the train, man.
Yeah.
What do you think it is? Is it that they love to play for Cora?
I think that is a part of it.
Really?
Yeah, because he's a player's manager. The guys were super excited to have him back.
Yeah, but they had that firecracker last year. What was his name? Ron Renicky?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a giggles tonight.
So you think Alex Cora has a lot to do with the hot start?
Not at all. No. Like not a lot to
not
do
a
with
lot.
It.
A little.
It's
a
part of it for sure.
A little.
You have all their off-season acquisitions that they brought in, and they're not the sexiest names. Like, they're not names that jump out at you.
Mm-hmm.
But, we talked to a couple people about this. There's a little hints of that 2013 squad, because you get all these little pieces that you're like, they're not that big of a name, and then all of a sudden they turn into this.
Yeah. This is Lloyd. Lloyd, good morning.
Happy Friday, everyone. Boop, boop.
Say hi to Seely.
Good morning, Seely.
Hi, Lloyd. How are you? I'm good.
I'm a Floridian, too, so it has been enjoyable listening the last couple of days, listening to you as well as Kendra yesterday. But you, Dr. Frankenstein, also known as Greg Hill.
Yes.
You created a monster with this. I mean, you're going to have all your listenership is going to be factionalized now. Oh, I'm a Britney person. Oh, I'm a Meredith person. Oh, I'm a Kendra person. Oh, I'm a, oh, boy. So
well,
it's going to be a little bit of a civil war that you've done here.
I think
just a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
And as far as Britney goes, it's just a question of whether we can handle her for all that time. For 4 hours.
Yeah.
I don't know. We got to find out. I'm looking forward to this next week in the playoffs, if you will.
Yeah. I think what we've exposed is that there are a ton of really talented women.
Right.
Without a doubt.
Who don't often get a chance in, I don't know if it's this market, every market, whatever it is, but there should be more really talented women that are on the air, whether it's television or radio.
I mean.
Or elsewhere. Right?
I 100%. 1,000% back that. I mean, but this market is especially, the couple people that you've had on this week, Elizabeth, Kwani, like those are two of my good friends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Talented, fantastic ladies that know their stuff, all different backgrounds, all different passions. I love seeing that. And there's so much of that. And, I kudos to you guys, seriously, because you didn't have to go this long and bring this many guests in. But
it's less work for me, honestly.
I mean, yeah.
That's why I like it.
I was going to say you're welcome
for that
and also for the ratings boost. So, again, you're welcome.
We're getting it. We're probably a huge boost.
Good job, Greg.
Unlike when Tangway fills in, which were the worst which were the worst two rated
days of the week. Should we share those numbers?
Yes.
We probably should. Are you allowed to? I don't know if you're allowed to.
I feel bad for Tangway. I love Tangway, but God.
What is it?
I like Tangway. I mean, I feel like
Tangway's days filling in for me when I went to Florida or wherever I went were the worst two rated days in the history of radio. I mean,
Yeah, like a 2.7 or something.
I thought
like
I did it wrong. I had to go back like three times and make sure I had all the parameters in when you like check the ratings. Like,
he does things differently, that's all.
Well, people didn't listen, Wiggy. That's the problem.
I feel like you have to really try to be that bad.
I'm telling you something. I mean, it's...
Tangway's worked his whole life to get that
bad. Goes like... It's like 8.7, you know, 9.2... 2.3 is like the 2.3 is like the way it's like I'm saying to Ken, I'm like, what happened on that day? Oh, that was when Tangway filled in. The poor guy. I mean, I thought he was a radio expert.
I know, he gives people advice every time he's on.
He has his Tangway tips of radio. Whatever's in his head, don't think about it, just say it. But you know, I'm kind of cool with that. It's the way I operate.
All right. Sealy is here. We'll probably get Wiggy's five questions for Sealy coming up at some point.
Listen, they're good questions.
All right.
And we want to learn more about you. We'll get your take on the other sports. We'll get your take on the Bruins. Awesome game last night. So we'll get all of that. Sealy Godwin is our guest host today, last week of guest hosts, and then next week, some kind of Tournament of Champions thing on this show. Quick reminder that during the 8 o'clock hour, I have a priceless signed Julian Edelman keepsake to give away from my own personal collection, and I will give that away at some point during the 8 o'clock hour so that you can remember Bubs Edelman forever. But right now, Ken Laird to tell you what is trending.
Serving New England for nearly 30 years. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
And trending brought to you by the Subaru of New England Love Spring Event. It's here. Complete details. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Well, Belichick talked yesterday for a long time. Wiggy is still hopeful. Hopeful. He took signs out of there that
told
it means
you there's
the
smoke,
quarterback
man.
Is
when
in
there's
the
smoke,
sights.
That means somebody's getting lit. And I like it.
Here's Bill talking about this year's quarterback class.
Well, as always, there are some interesting players. I think we talked earlier about the draft process. Some players didn't play. Some players played a full season. Some players played a partial season. So, you know, when you look at the players at that position, I think you see a lot of differences in the 2020 season. A lot of it's by conference, but there are, you know, some other circumstances as well. So it's an interesting class. You know, it's an interesting group of guys.
I
like that.
Sealy, what is your guess at what Bill does when it comes to the draft?
I mean, I would love to see them take a move and move up.
Mm-hmm.
That would be great. I know that there's talk about Justin Fields.
That's my boy.
I mean, they went to two of his pro days.
Yep.
So they obviously like
Bill
the kid.
Didn't go.
No. I mean, you send your scouts, you send your people. So.
So you're not concerned that Bill didn't go himself?
No.
You don't? Okay.
I mean, this year it seems like he's kind of letting other people,
which is a good thing,
their opinions be heard in the room. That different approach that Robert Kraft was talking about. So I think we'll actually see that.
And he did come out and mention Matt Patricia right away, that he's heavily involved this year.
That is awful.
I don't know how excited people are about that fact.
Not a single question asked by the ferocious Boston media about Tom Brady yesterday.
That is incredible. How does that happen?
What's going on there? Like Volan doesn't...
Can we get Volan on the line? He asked some terrible question.
Yeah. Did he get permission from his wife to ask it? Or?
Ooh, good question.
How does somebody, not a single person there, ask Bill Belichick about Tom Brady?
Right, even though you know that he won a Super Bowl, you know, were you happy for the guy? I mean, something.
Or Linda's comments on IG. That would have been great.
Yeah. This is the first time you've had an opportunity to ask him a question. What is the question that everybody in Boston wants to know? Have you talked to Brady since he won the Super Bowl? How did you react to it?
Weird.
Simple.
Weird.
And he won't talk again for months. But it is his 69th birthday today, so happy birthday to Coach Belichick today. Wins last night for the Bruins and the Celtics. Celtics faced a depleted Lakers team and rolled Jaylen Brown 40. They've got Golden State next, but Taylor Hall on display for Greg at the Garden last night.
Yeah.
Big goal early third, 4-1 win.
I mean, if you're talking about him being a change of scenery guy, isn't it great for him to score early and get that off his back? I thought that team last night looked really good. Obviously, Marsh is the guy that night after night after night. They're back to back though. They play tonight, right? Again,
back to back. Yes,
back to, and they have game. a stretch here with a bunch of games. But Tuca looked great last night too.
Yeah, how do you look in person? Like, you know, was there any like besides a little equipment hiccup that he had.
Yeah. Oh, he looked good. I thought he looked great.
Yeah, 300th career win.
Yeah.
I mean, what's not to like? And he's been like chasing that for a while now. It's been eluding him just because of all these injuries. But he made killer saves.
Yeah, he looked good.
And the Red Sox back home at Fenway, we think. Weather permitting tonight, 7:10 first pitch against the White Sox. Nick Pivetta on the mound. The 9-game win streak came to an end yesterday. That's what's trending on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Hey, dear, rock and roll, rock on, ooh, my soul. Hey, dear, you boogie too, did ya? Hey, shout, summertime blues, jump up and down in your blue suede shoes. Hey, dear, you rock and roll, rock on. Which is a way that's clear, still looking for.
Well, believe it or not, it's been 4 weeks of guest hosts on this program, and we are wrapping that up today with Celie Godwin from Nesson, who comes from, who's a, another Florida native.
Or taking over.
The Florida people are taking over.
Bring some weather, man, with y'all.
There's a good, there's a really good Florida, not like the rest of us story that we'll get to in the news about what a driver did because they were obviously running late.
Should be interesting.
Did you? Yes. So Wiggy has 5 questions for you, which we'll get to. We found out earlier that if you had to pick one of the teams in the city, it would be the Red Sox as your favorite. Where do you stand on the great debate, which is Brady or Belichick? Very important thing here on sports radio.
Oh man,
we've beaten it like a water moccasin with a hockey stick,
but, like 10 times over, haven't you?
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is I understand why this is debate. I understand why it's so hotly contested, but I hate buying into it, honestly, because it's a team sport. There are so many things that go into this, so many elements to it. But for the sake of this, so when it comes to Bill, the GM, and the coach putting this team together, that's not easy to do. And do that year in and year out with the turnover and managing guys' money. That's tough. So you're putting these guys in the position to win just by bringing them together. But you need a guy like Tom Brady to get the job done, to be that leader in that locker room. And yes, there's the great defenses that have helped this team win Super Bowls. And yes, their special teams has been one of the best around. That's something that Bill prides himself on. But if you held a gun in my head and said, I'm going to pull the trigger if you don't pick in 3-2 Tom Brady.
Tom Brady?
Oh, wow.
Oh, Curtis, Tom Brady.
And I'll explain why. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you look at Tom Brady, he's a proven winner. He can come from behind. That's clutch. And then the fact that he can not only win in New England, but win in Tampa Bay. And you're seeing the Brady effect, where he'll get good players to come to him wherever he is. And they'll go there for less money because they know they'll win a Super Bowl. So that's why I'm picking Brady for the sake of the show.
Okay, well, that makes Curtis happy.
Oh, yeah.
And that will, and
that's 2 days in a row, though, right?
Is that who Kendra? Yeah, Kendra
did Kendra
yesterday.
Went with Brady, too.
I think she did yesterday as well. Yeah. Now, Curtis believes, we probably don't have time for it right this moment, but we could do it after 8. Curtis believes that Bill took a shot at Tom Brady yesterday.
Yep.
Oh, does he?
Yes, he does. Yes,
saucy.
He does.
Give
this
me the
is
drama.
A first.
Yeah. I mean, I was surprised, too. Like, I didn't even read into this, but he's right, actually, the more you listen to it.
You think he's right?
I think he's
got to hear this, man. Right.
Yeah, right, play that. Right.
Yeah, so, well, we'll do it after 8, because we need to find out more things about you. What is, when it comes to music, what are your 3 favorite artists? It's a very important thing for me.
Oh, I know.
Because I love music.
I have to let you guys know, I was super, super excited the fact that music is such a big part of you guys' life, because outside of sports, my next thing is music.
It is?
Oh, cool.
I ran a music venue out of a garage in my backyard
really?
When I was at Florida State.
Oh, you did?
I did.
All right.
And so both my brothers were musicians, and so that's how I kind of got into it. But I my 7th grade photo, I wore a Blink 182 shirt. So I grew up a punk, actually. Yeah. A lot of people were like weirded out by that. But if we're going with top three, yes, Brand New, mm-hmm. Paramore.
Wow.
Very different stuff.
Yeah.
Is that the top three?
Yeah.
What's like,
do you even know who any of those people are?
I thought that was like part of her talking, her lingo.
Wiki thought that was one
I thought she was like, yeah, so. I had no idea.
Wiki thought that was a competing law firm to Jay Wiggins and
No, it's so tough for me to pick, though. That's
I thought
the
she
thing.
Said like, yeah, Brand New. Here's what I'm going to go with.
Those are bands.
It?
Those are bands. The yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. Brand New.
Okay.
And then Paramore. Do you know Paramore?
No, I
know Paramore.
Man.
That's the only one I know.
I had no idea. I thought that was just part of you like continuing to get to your
I
roots.
Understand why you thought that way. I do have a top five favorite female artists, and I think you'll know a little bit more of those.
All right. What are they?
I grew up heavily on Missy Elliott.
Okay.
Eve, Salt and Peppa.
Mm-hmm.
That's my like None of Your Business is my go-to karaoke song. So,
are you a big karaoke-er?
I won't sing, but rapping is better for me.
Yeah.
No, but I mean,
everybody can rap.
Yeah, right? Because it's just talking. But at least if you can keep a beat. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I love all music, seriously. I grew up around it. The last two concerts that I went to before the panty hit was Talk, which is like a jam funk band. And then Method Man and Red Man.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Wiggy has the most ridiculous list of top five rappers.
Because I don't have Eminem in my top five.
Because he doesn't have Eminem.
I mean, I'm not
five.
Mad at you about that.
Really?
No.
Well, he's a panderer, so he's like, I mean.
Yeah. He's pandering to all the Eminem fans.
You like success, like the commercial.
I do. I
like that's what you like.
Yeah, I like.
Yeah, I get it.
No, I like a well-crafted pop song of any variety. And I think Eminem, it's hard to deny that the man has crafted some incredibly, not only popular, but meaningful pieces of music, of art.
I can agree with that.
It's old white man who goes, who do I know in the rap world? Oh, that guy Eminem, I know him.
He looks like me.
I know
like
Marshall Mathers. He had that one song.
Wait, one more try.
Marshall Mathers. He has that one song. What's that song with that?
Lose Yourself?
Yeah, that other hip-hop guy that I don't know who he is, but Eminem. You don't know Dr. Dre.
You're fraudulent because I brought up Snoop. You didn't have Snoop in your
top
five.
No, I didn't have Snoop, but I had DMX in my top five.
You have to have X.
Well, he
in
says,
the top five?
Yeah.
No way. His
genius, you just don't understand it. It's okay.
I probably don't. I don't understand a lot of things.
Well, my top, the way I phrase the top five question, because you could get into lyricism, you could get into stage presence and all that other stuff, right?
Exorcism.
Curtis knows nothing about the hip-hop world. But the way I said it is if you're driving from the East Coast to the West Coast and you can only listen to five artists in their, you know, in their catalog, who would that be? And that's why DMX is in mind, because every DMX song brings me to a different place.
Yeah.
Where I feel like I could listen to that. Where I'm not saying Eminem's not talented, but I might find some songs where I'm like ready to hit the skip button.
Skip.
Is there
skip.
A DMX song that gets you out of the studio?
Mm-hmm. There is one, but I can't say it on air.
Let's see. This is Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Shelly. Welcome
Hi.
To the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, so Curtis Lazar and Taylor Hall, they must not know what to do with themselves. They won two games in a row.
Right? The poor Sabres.
But to go to Taylor Hall for a second. Now, I'm going to give this kid the benefit of the doubt, because from the beginning of his career, he's played for nothing but crap bag teams.
Yeah.
And when you keep losing and losing and losing, you kind of lose motivation and confidence.
Yeah.
But I think with this team, if this kid gets his confidence back, they could be a little bit dangerous.
Yeah. I mean, if he's half of what he was, the MVP, or three-quarters of what he was, the MVP here in New Jersey for the rest of the season, this is a really good hockey team.
Right.
And honestly, I don't know, you know, again, I was never a professional athlete, Wiggy was, but I don't know if you're playing for a dumpster fire of a team and a dumpster fire of a city, you know, are you able to, if you go somewhere where you got a chance, Are you able to turn it on and be a completely different player?
And it's not just team. It's just not where you're playing. Sometimes it's coaches. If you're playing for a dumpster fire of a coach that you feel like this guy's a moron, or if you're playing with teammates that maybe you're like, man, these dudes don't have it. You know, they're just like, so it's more than just where you're playing. And when you go, you say, when you go to a team that has a good core, a good coach, and they do win, it revitalizes your career and maybe brings out something that you know is in there, just nobody else has been able to bring out.
Hold on. The man with a kickable face, as Sealy refers to him, has something to add here.
Well, that's indisputable. The other two guys are important, too. Did you notice them standing out last night? Riley, the defenseman, is excellent. Cassidy compared him to Grizzlick after the game. He's provided a spark, too.
Donnie Sweeney improved this team when you needed to improve this team. It's awesome. And you got Tuukka back, and Tuukka, I mean, can you count on Tuukka? I guess that's the question, right?
But
you're off the Tuukka train now?
No, I'm not. Whoa. That's the question. If you're going to say one negative question, that would be what it is.
Got a little too negative for my blood.
Are we going to be able to count on Tuukka the rest of the season?
That's you said yes, because I asked that question every day for the last 2 weeks.
Yes, you are. You are going to be. You
right.
are going to
I
be
said that's been my number one concern. Yes. You're like, yeah, I'm cool with that.
No, I'm cool with that.
Here's a question that I would ask.
Wiggy, where do you stand on Chara?
Oh, God, don't get me going on Chara. He gets the puck out of the net, does a tremendous job. Here's what I would say, though. When you look at this team, what's the expectations?
For me, I want him to win the Stanley Cup. I want him to do it before Berge's gone.
Okay. Pump the brakes.
So you're disappointed if they don't win the Cup.
I want them to get to the Stanley Cup Finals, and I think they should.
Okay. You have to with this core. You're running out of time.
You are.
I feel like, okay, like, you know, when you look at a team, you go, all right, expectations of the team, because I think we talk about this all the time with the Patriots, right? So the expectations change when you don't have Brady. With this team, I agree with Greg. I think that they have to get to the Stanley Cup Finals because of the window closing on your core of this team. So that's why I'm wondering what the expectations are now that you added all these pieces.
That's the expectation.
Well, that's why they bought in on the trade deadline. They went big. They won the trade deadline, like, without a doubt.
Yeah, especially if Taylor Hall is that player. Like, if he's that player that he was last night, then absolutely. This is Maria. Hello, Maria.
Good morning, everyone. How is everyone on this dreary day? Happy Friday.
I mean, it's snowing and it's mid-April.
It is Friday.
I think you answered your own question.
I know. I'm ready to hop a plane to Florida. COVID be damned. Jesus. Hey, Greg, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Have you spent any time with Pasta recently?
No.
Because he's... We got to fix what's ailing this young man. I mean, the moves that Don Sweeney made, I'm going to give him a golf clap for. He did what a GM is supposed to do, which is see your team's weaknesses, try to remedy those weaknesses. The rest is up to the players. But I'm beginning to wonder if he's got a recurrence of the injury that he had repaired over the off season, because he just does not look like the same player. So, you know, that's a big concern for me heading into this long stretch.
I don't think it's that, because he was pretty good right out of the gate.
He's in a bit of a slump.
He's struggling, and that's putting it mildly. So maybe some stability back with Marchand and Bergeron will help him up. But other than that, you know, I think this team is, if everyone can stay healthy. Bruce Cassidy has got the wonderful luxury of being able to move guys in and out of lineups to suit his needs. So kudos to Don Sweeney. As much as I criticize him, I want to give him credit when the job well done.
Absolutely. All right. You want to get to Wiggy's five questions for Sealy, and then we'll get to the news. And then after 8.
You got to see what Curtis just tweeted, though, by the way.
What is it?
Oh, no.
Breaking news. Well, Greg Hill is done with Tuukka Rask.
So it sounded like.
He tagged half of Canada.
What is wrong with you, Curtis?
Your DMs are going to be blowing up, which you don't check your DMs, clearly. Neither of you.
I mean, Greg is always breaking news on here.
Did you slide into my DMs?
Both of you.
Oh, you did?
I'm not going to lie. Both of you guys.
How did I miss that?
Yeah, I'm looking at you, too.
Yeah, but I'm the one
I'm looking at you too.
I told
He's the
Ken.
Only one who responded to me.
Who can?
Ken.
Ken, how do
you image?
And it's probably because of Bradfo.
No. ask Ken how he found out about you.
How'd you find out about me, Ken?
You slid into my DMs.
No, no.
Hey.
Ken, what did I tell you? That that Sally from Nesson, here's what she sent me. Here's her information.
Okay, you may have said that.
You said you wanted Pellerin. Okay.
So, wait, you tell him what I sent you, but then you don't even reply back to me?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
What is that?
I have no control here.
He's your fingers?
No. Of anything that goes on.
Celia, it takes him 8 hours to write the same 5 questions for this segment every day. No. He's busy. He's very busy.
I got the text about the brunette. It was
I was
about
making
the
a joke. Yeah. I was like, I think you guys need more white brunettes.
Yeah, right. And so I went to both.
We've had a lot of blondes, but it is what it is. Right. I mean, I don't care.
So I went to both of them and I said, Celia from Nesson said, hey, listen, she'd love an opportunity. And I gave both of them your Instagram. It might have been Instagram or Twitter. I don't remember. Handle. And yeah, then yeah. They reached out to you.
This is Svengali-ish over here. Oh, right. Whitney's now taking credit for career.
I ain't taking credit for nothing, because let's be honest around here. I'm on. Hey, listen. You think women are low? I'm on the bottom of the barrel.
Oh, stop God, it. Stop it.
Yeah, I'm just keeping it 100 with you.
That's fine. That's fine.
All right. Let's get quickly to Wiggy's question.
Number 5.
All right, Wiggy, what is it?
Great questions they are, even though I get a lot of hate from the two jabronis back there and Greg, who says I steal his questions.
The three stooges.
Yes. We had this discussion the other day about Tom Cruise, and I think this is pretty interesting, and I'm switch it up a little bit.
Okay.
Your top 3 favorite actors of all time.
Oh, okay.
Wow. All right, you're really switching it.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's what I do.
Carrot
okay.
Tom Hank.
I mean, Morgan Freeman.
Ooh,
we'll go there.
We'll
strong out start. Uh-huh. Oh, goodness. This is a really tough one.
That's a tough question.
Sandra Bullock.
Really?
Because I love her.
Does she still work or does she stop working?
She was actually in a pretty good movie called Bird Box.
She's in on Tuesday
on Netflix.
Next week.
You thought that Bird Box movie was good?
I thought it was good.
I did too. Yeah. I actually, when I saw her in Miss Congeniality when I was a little kid, I was like, I want to do a pageant. So I literally did 2 pageants because of her.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you win?
Okay, so both years, 3rd runner-up, and then the last year, Miss Personality, which was Miss Congeniality. Yes. So I can hang my hat on that.
Yes.
But
All those blonde girls win.
I'm not kidding. Both times it was a blonde chick.
See? I'm often told I have a good personality. That's about it.
You go.
I mean, your kids tell you that?
Dad bod, good personality. All right, go ahead. Sorry. It's not about me. It's about the guests.
All right, so we named 2.
Morgan Freeman, Sandra Bullock.
Okay. Who's another really, really good one that I like? Why am I blanking on this one?
I don't know.
Probably
because you didn't. Did you get any sleep last night?
I'm not going to lie to you. I had no sleep.
No
last
sleep?
Night. None.
None?
We'll just throw Tom Hanks. Screw it.
Oh, God.
Chet
the worst.
On social media. Chet is a funny dude.
I cannot
the
stand,
worst.
I can't stand Tom Hanks.
Worst.
I can't
fisting you
him.
In the buttocks.
Oh, I can't stand him.
The biggest bro of all time.
Look, I can't stand him. Curtis, what?
He was saying Chet's a great guy on Instagram. Isn't he like in fights with
no,
women?
I said follow him on Instagram.
He's a
it's
good a follow.
It's a good follow. Okay. He's got a new song on called White Boy Summer.
Oh, God. We don't need another one
I'm
of those.
Wait for the sequel.
Don't need another one of those.
All right. I feel like we're only going to get 1 question from
yeah,
Wiggy.
Keep that it going, Wiggy.
No, that's the first one. I've got to wait for
number
Ken.
4.
You know, Ken's hitting the button back there. All right. So what's one thing people would be shocked to learn about you?
Oh, I was on a reality TV show as a kid.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was it called?
Endurance High Sierras. It was on Discovery Kids Channel. I was 14 when I was on it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you have to do?
It was just, think of Survivor, but for kids. Oh. That's what that was.
Wow.
That was awesome. Wiggy's favorite show.
He loves the I do love reality.
I do love
TV.
Reality, but more like the ratchet.
I do love Discovery Kids.
They're not going to do ratchet stuff with like 14-year-olds.
Well, if you watch Love and Hip Hop,
I do love and Hip Hop.
Yes.
Ooh. Ooh, I do.
I do love El Groton.
Real Housewives of Atlanta, I watch.
I know you
Black
watch,
and Crew.
We know you watch a lot of reality TV. We're aware of that.
To watch a lot of.
All right, we have time for one
more. Number three.
Okay,
number
I like three. This is my favorite is one here.
Okay.
You got one night of turning up, hanging out, one celebrity. Who you kicking it with?
Oh. You know who always seems to have a good time and just doesn't care what anybody else thinks? Marshawn Lynch.
Ooh.
That guy does not care
choice.
About that an anything.
Yeah.
That's my alive choice.
Okay.
If it's somebody who's dead, it's Bernie Mac.
Really?
That man has some fun.
Wow.
All
right.
Bernie Mac.
Interesting. Couple R.I.P. interesting choices
yeah,
there.
One of the top 10 comedians ever.
Love Mac. Him.
Here we go. To hear your
here
top
we go.
10 comedians.
Because I didn't put...
Number one is Dolemite.
No, because I didn't put C.K. Lewis in there.
Ooh.
I did not have C.K. Lewis in the top 10.
C.K. Lewis.
Him and Jerry Seinfeld. Jerry Seinfeld's number one overall.
Hard pass.
Right.
C.K. Lewis. What are you talking about?
I think that was a children's book author.
Like, Louis Russell's a narcissist.
Louis C.K.?
Louis C.K.?
I knew what you meant.
Yeah, I know it.
I'll put it together.
Oh, my God. I can't.
You don't like he does. He likes
C.K. Lewis.
It's Louis C.K. Whatever the guy that was, you know, showing his junk to
we
people.
We got you. Yeah,
yeah we don't need to go through that.
Bernie Mac right. was good though.
We'll take a quick break.
Oh my Lord.
Seely Godwin from Nesson, final guest host when it comes to guest host week, and then next week Tournament of Champions begins on Monday, right?
Begins on Monday.
When are we revealing the five that will be doing that? Will that be over the weekend or something?
We could rush it at 9 o'clock today, or
maybe you guys could do a big reveal on the Saturday show tomorrow.
That's what I was thinking.
Were you thinking that? No, you weren't.
You're I actually was. That I talked
me.
To
Curtis
about
it's a brilliant it. Programming marketing idea. You're stealing it from me. You're going to take it as your own.
Taking all the credits.
Right. Ken's trying to steal everything. Your great personality, too.
We steal everything from Greg.
Yes, he did.
Questions,
yes.
Ideas.
All right. We will see how the news goes. Have you ever read the news? Were you ever on the radio or have you ever read the news?
My Florida education is really good.
Okay.
So
your Florida education
we'll
really
put
good.
That to the test
right.
here.
We will do that coming up next.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI. It's time for the news.
With respect to that particular snarky comment.
Without Danielle.
The gal who does, who works on the air with, on EEI with, did I just space on his name?
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Nobody can let me just exit gracefully. Nobody.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, Danielle, thank you.
You're welcome.
What do you think they would say?
Quick programming note, by the way, because I teased it. Remember Danielle had said she was going to do a big board? She hasn't had enough time, she told me, to listen to every single candidate the whole entire way through.
Those squirrels don't feed themselves.
Right. Got to water those plants,
yes,
man.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Just got to keep the grow light going over there. So I maybe we'll get that from her at some point. I don't know, but she's been busy. So at Northeast Men's Health, they are now offering sound wave therapy and other ED treatments with success rates as high as 90%. Learn more at northeastmenshealth.com. And today's guest host is Seely Godwin, and she has the news.
Yeah, let's do this. Boston Mayor Kim Janey made several stops throughout Boston on Thursday to mark One Boston Day in remembrance of the Boston Marathon bombings. The mayor stopped at the Boston Marathon Memorial to pay tribute to the bombing victims around noon, then held a moment of silence at 2:49 p.m. to mark the time of the first explosion at the Congress Street flagpoles outside of Boston City Hall.
Today is a day of remembrance, yes, of reflection, yes, and of service. And I want to continue to extend my deep gratitude to the first responders on the scene that day and for all of their bravery every single day.
Ken, did you participate in any kind of an act of kindness for others yesterday?
I'm sorry, I'm eating.
What are you eating? You seem focused only on yourself, eating during the program.
That's very kind.
It's my Lara bar break.
Did you give half of it? Did you give half of it to Curtis?
I have another one.
That would be an act.
There you go.
So no, not an act of kindness.
He rubs my back at 7:20.
It's not creep. That's not creepy at all.
All right. Yeah. I mean,
I always do act of kindness.
Well, and I think this city has done well by the marathon survivors.
Oh yeah.
You just need to keep in mind that they have ongoing needs and issues and. We talked about this a lot on the old show.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to, you would not believe how much it costs them without insurance covering it
right.
to get a prosthetic. Mm. I mean, it's you know, $125,000 if you want like a running prosthetic for right. leg, and it is. This city should never forget them, as far as I'm concerned. So, no. All right, what else is going on, Seely?
Okay. New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu announced that the state will end its COVID mask mandate on Friday. Sununu signaled the decision was coming, saying Wednesday night during a virtual event with the Chamber Collaborative of Greater Portsmouth that it would be lifted, quote, wicked soon.
This Friday, the state's mask mandate is set to expire. Tomorrow, New Hampshire will not renew the state's mask mandate. And we appreciate the sacrifice a lot of folks made. We know it wasn't always easy for folks, but we will be ending the mask mandate on the 15th.
Now, businesses can still require a mask.
Mm-hmm.
Towns, if they wanted to in New Hampshire, could pass their own mask mandate or something like that. But that's a step in the right direction. Are you okay with that, lifeguard?
Yeah, I'm okay with that as long as we keep the indoor limits until the COVID variants have expired.
Yeah, but when's that?
We follow the data.
When is that going to be? How long do you want to keep the limits indoors?
Look at the data. Let's see. The South African variant is still out there, Greg.
Why do you call it South African variant? I thought that was the whole point. You're not allowed to call them based where they're from.
So you want to keep the limits on people being inside? How is Seely going to go to a concert? What do you miss most? Do you miss concerts?
No, live music without a doubt.
Live music without a doubt, right? Yeah.
I mean, I do. I'm also a hugger. I know you said you're a handshaker.
Yeah. I could be a hugger, though, if you want.
I mean, hugs is way more welcoming than a handshake.
I agree. I think hugging, like, I like to bring it in for the handshake and the hug, you know, handshake, like a combo hug. Thing.
Like a good,
like a little shoulder.
It's a bro hug.
Hug. Give me a dap.
Give him a dap.
Yeah, a dap.
I miss the lounges.
You what?
I miss the lounge.
What do you mean by the lounges?
Like going to a lounge.
What do you go, like have a
and
smoking,
having a drink?
You have like a smoking jacket or something? Like, what do you
like an actual like nightlife lounge. Like, you know, you go to, it's not really a club,
Curtis.
But they got a DJ, there's a little dance floor.
Yeah, like a little bit more chiller vibe.
Wiki goes, I like lounges.
I do love lounges.
And Greg said, what do you mean? He's like, a lounge.
Well, I mean, I didn't realize.
Exactly what it means.
I do love lounges.
I didn't know I had to explain a lounge to somebody who goes out all the time on the town. Like, you know, there's clubs, there's bars, and there's lounges.
Yes.
I like to go to the lounge. It's where the grown and sexy go.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I know. It's just the way you describe it. It sounds like you're the rich guy on the Gilligan's Island. What was his name?
The
Gilligan's Island.
Before
guy.
My time.
Yes, I know you're talking about. He was married to the lady now. Yeah, I forget his name. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Kendra.
I know exactly. But no, I like the lounges.
I understand.
Lounges and strip clubs, my two favorite places. Yes. Okay.
Ooh.
Your table is ready, Mr. J. Table for two for J. Charles Wiggins.
Oh, my wife and I have come here many a night.
Can you bring over some mixed nuts, please?
Yes. And some of your best Dawn Perignon.
Can I get a couple of those cherries you put in my wife's drink?
I don't want nothing from the shelf that you can't get on a ladder.
I'll take a glass of your finest cognac. Garcon. All right.
And I need some tobacco for my pipe.
Are you a cigar smoker?
No, I hate
cigars.
They do
have cigar lounges.
Yeah, I'm not big into that.
Okay. There's a little music, you like a singer,
band.
Lounge singer.
Band, DJ, that kind of thing.
Okay, all right.
The W in the financial district from
The W Hotel?
Yeah, the W Hotel. Yeah. Got a pretty good lounge.
They got a good lounge over there? Okay. All right, sorry about that, Seely.
No, you're good. I didn't realize Wiggy was such a classy man.
He's very classy. Yes, he is.
He has many, many leather-bound books.
That is right. Wigs out.
All right, next one here, guys. A viral video appears to show a man throwing a bobcat after the animal attacks his wife.
Oh, complete irrational fear.
The man ran to his wife's aid. Grabbed the bobcat
and threw it off her
and held it in his outstretched arms before throwing it.
Oh my God.
It's pretty impressive.
You ever wonder if you'd be able to act in a brave way should the situation present itself? I often wonder about that. If you had to save if you had to save somebody else's life from like a wild animal attack, would you be able to do it?
Mm.
You're not sure?
That's a split section. Like you're just literally.
I'm
just
saving
reacting.
A random person.
Yeah.
you're like a sticky situation.
What if it was a child?
Like, a child. Okay.
Average. So a random child, you would say not a random adult.
It's like you're walking away slowly.
It's like you know. It depends on the situation, right?
You'd be like, ooh, I didn't see that happen. Ooh, I'm sorry.
No,
I did see somebody. They were. In the water, I was in the Cape Cod, and
you're in the Cape Cod.
I was on the Cape.
In it.
You're in it.
Hey, there's that bridge that people jump off in the Cape.
Yeah.
So there
the
was
Sagamore.
This, no, not the Sagamore. People don't jump off the Sagamore Bridge.
The Bourne serious. Bridge.
Yeah, it's like the, it was from the movie. There's a movie, maybe Jaws. Like one of those bridges.
Oh, you mean were you on Martha's Vineyard?
No, the
Chappaquiddick, that bridge?
No, it was somewhere
the
in the
one
Cape.
Ted Kennedy drove off with a woman in his vehicle?
No, it wasn't that. Oh. And so anyways.
Are you thinking of Summer Catch?
We're going to name every single place.
I don't go to the Cape much. If it was Hampton Beach, I could tell you, in 5 seconds.
Only when the lounges are open.
Yes, only when the lounges are open.
You're the one who introduced this topic.
No, I'm
he
just
likes
telling
to go to the captain's lounge
I'm
in Brewster.
Telling the story about, life-saving opportunity.
Yes. So what happened?
So there was this guy.
I'm jump off a bridge if this story doesn't end.
Well, every time I go to say something, somebody says something. Okay, so this guy was on a boat with his wife and his kids. Uh-huh. And somehow, she jumped off the boat.
She did?
Right, with the kid. And she was, caught in the current.
Oh, boy.
Going down.
Oh.
And the guy was next to her, on a boat. And he was,
the guy was driving the boat away as fast as he could.
Well, he was yelling. He was yelling, somebody help, somebody help. And I'm so I was up high with my wife and kids, and, there was a bridge. And he's yelling, somebody help. And I'm telling my wife, why didn't the guy just jump off the boat?
Why isn't he helping?
He's throwing a piece
of rope. Well, he had kids on the boat, though.
No, because the wife was holding the kid off in the
in
water.
The water?
Yes.
Did you jump in?
So he's throwing ropes at her, and the current's taking her, kind of taking her out a little bit. Uh-huh. And so I'm getting ready. I was actually, making that split decision. I was getting ready to jump in, because now I'm on a bridge up top. And there was a guy down below. And so you asked that split second. And I'm thinking, my wife's like, are you going to do it? I'm like, be careful. And then this guy, luckily, he jumped in. But I was caught in that moment.
Okay,
what?
So you didn't do anything?
No, I didn't do anything.
Wow.
As I was going to jump, the guy jumped in. And then.
Who, the guy on the boat?
No, some other guy
some
down
other
low.
Guy. Yeah. So you waited for another person
well,
to come to
the Well, I don't think
I aid.
Waited. I was.
You
I
also
was,
waited 5 minutes to get to
yeah,
the
but I also,
end of the story.
But you got to understand, yes, Sally, I was with my wife and three kids, and I'm a good swimmer. All it takes is one leg cramp. Now, me, this poor woman, and her kid, we're all going down. Now, it's two families ruined.
Okay.
And then you found $20.
Well, no, then some guy, luckily some guy jumped in and he helped her out, so.
Yeah.
But I was making the move.
You were an almost hero.
Yeah. Almost.
Almost hero. Almost hero. All right. We got to take a quick break.
Holy cow.
Next hour, we have Red Sox tickets to give away, and I have a priceless signed Julian Edelman keepsake, which I am going to give away to you. So that is coming up next hour on the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.